teachers in Highland Park don't want to take any risk of offending parents.
Those are three books that have never required parental permission forms in our district. And they will not require permission forms in the future.
That's Superintendent Dawson Orr, who says the teachers weren't following some new district policy. The Highland Park High Principal visited those teachers today to explain that the permission slips don't have to be signed.
We had a group of teachers who really went above and beyond any administrative directive or expectation about getting parent permission.
Teachers have reason to ask their students to warn parents that the classics are full of sex and violence, racism and misogyny. Their lesson plans were thrown into chaos when the district suspended seven books and then reversed the decision in September. Orr is actually working on a new policy on books right now and will propose it next month.
We've obviously been involved in a pretty intensive community discussion now for the better part of 3 months around literature selections and the process by which that takes place.
Orr says the feedback he's gotten for and against the books has been passionate. There's now a committee of parents, staff, and students reviewing one of the original seven suspended books, a novel by Garth Stein narrated by a dog.
I still don't understand exactly what they object to in The Art of Racing in the Rain.
The author argued on Austin Public Radio station KUT that kids looking for the dirty passages in his book with a flashlight under their bedsheets might be disappointed.
There's a reference to a couple, but it's not even, it's really just glossed over and people have missed it, in fact.
His book is still in the Highland Park curriculum for this school year, while the grown-ups argue about what's appropriate for teenagers. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.